Aaron in Israel checking in live tonight. Aaron, thanks for joining us. I know it's, 4:39 in the morning over there, 4:39 a.m. Where are you at today?
Hey, Brennan, I'm in Jerusalem here, and I didn't need much waking up apart from seeing that shocking video. And that, you know, the word that came to me is something that our enemies try to do, and it's called terrorizing.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And, you know, that's what we constantly face. That's the goal of terrorizing, putting fear into people to try and make them bend and bow to your every demand. And it's a form of witchcraft control. And we're on the verge of something big here, Brennan, which is not normal here in the Middle East, but just a quick update. Firstly, greetings from your relative who is on the tour. I remember last week, the last thing I said was I'm leading a tour from Minnesota, and you said, well, I think you said something like that's my old stomping ground.
That's
or something.
Right. That's right. That's right. So I said, be sure to mention it, see if anyone knows me. And sure enough, about 2 a.m. in the morning the other night, I get a text, and you are with Sheila, who I went to high school with Sheila. She's a distant cousin of my sister-in-law. And so she is actually on the tour. I went to high school. She was in the choir. I was in the choir. We toured with the choir to Washington, D.C. together. I knew exactly. I mean, I knew immediately who it was. So I haven't talked to her since high school. But what a small world. I think her husband and grown children are on the tour with you.
Yeah, they are. They are. And so I said, does anyone know Brandon House? And a number of people put their hand up. And then someone said, oh, he's my cousin. So... That was fun. That was fun to reconnect you guys.
Well, that's awesome.
But yeah, so we've got a couple more days of our 9-day tour, and it's been a wonderful tour. But there's big news going on here at the moment. We're actually our defense minister, Benny Gantz, our chief of staff, our 5-star general, Kochavi. They are telling our military to be on high alert, and this is the reason. About 20 years ago, off the Mediterranean coast, Israel discovered an endless supply of natural gas. And we have been pumping that gas, we've been supplying that gas to a number of countries in and around the region. And now the supply of gas being cut off to Russia by a number of nations because of the war, some of these nations are turning to Israel. Well, what's happened recently, Brennan, is we have now found another supply of gas off the Mediterranean. The problem is that the Lebanese government, under the pressure of Hezbollah, who are basically puppets of Syria and Iran, they are claiming that gas is theirs. And to cut a long story short, Israel are on the verge of actually making a peace deal. Let me step back and say, not really a peace deal, but a deal signing with the Lebanese government about compromising who gets certain rights over that gas. And I'm not going to go into it because it will take too long, but there's negotiations, there's statements on that agreement, who's going to get what, who's going to get the royalties, who's going to get the rights, how much percentage of Israel, how much percentage Lebanon. Now, the trouble is that the Hezbollah, who are trying to control the Lebanese government, they are basically saying, we don't agree with a lot of that agreement that the Lebanese government have agreed with Israel. Now, this is radical for the Lebanese government to actually step up and say, we're willing to make an agreement with Israel. They're not going so far to say, we're going to make peace with Israel, but to actually make a negotiation and an agreement with Israel is groundbreaking news. Why? Because in 1967, when Israel defeated the surrounding Arab nations straight after that war in a place called Khartoum, Sudan. This is when the Arab League was born. And the reason why the Arab League was born is because Israel taking over Judea and Samaria, which is called the West Bank and the Golan Heights, and they met together. And at the end of that conference, they came up with three declarations, all beginning with the word no. No peace with Israel, no recognition of Israel, and no negotiations with Israel. And what is happening is Lebanon are actually going outside of that agreement of the Arab League, and they are recognizing us. They are negotiating with us, and Hezbollah are totally against it. And potentially, any moment, there could be an outbreak of war over this gas deal. Now, I talked about this the last few weeks, that this gas could actually be a key player in this whole event that's going on in the Middle East. And a lot of people are pointing to the war of Gog and Magog, that one day the nations from the north will come and they will take the spoils from Israel. I don't want to be a sensationalist and say that this is going to be the spoils, but things are really heating up. And the gas that Israel has found has become a real central figure here, especially since we all know that the Russian gas supply has been cut off. And of course, most people now are pointing the finger at you Americans.
Yes, indeed. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. It seems to be possibly setting up that whole Ezekiel 38:39. And as your military is on high alert, we're getting word tonight that the president of Ukraine is calling for a strike on Russia to stop them from using tactical nukes or nukes. So they seem to be ratcheting that talk up. We also are getting word tonight that Biden, just 22 minutes ago, the Associated Press is reporting that Biden declared that nuclear Armageddon risk highest since 1962. That's the headline tonight from the Associated Press. Also, here in the U.S., the government is spending 900 and 290, excuse me, this stupid cold, $290 million on anti-radiation drugs. They're swapping out some of the old and bringing in some of the new. But you add that to the PSAs they're running in New York about what to do if there's a nuclear strike, plus the ads in the subways, and we've seen it in another city. They seem to be laying a narrative for something happening, and the globalists, the elitists, like to do that, lay a narrative. I don't know if that's part of their desire to control us and have us so anxious we're easily controlled or what, but it does seem as though the war drums are beating and the threat of nuclear war, and yet the Bible says this is one of the signs you're in the last days. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, plagues, pestilence. It seems to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, Aaron.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's really interesting the timing. Right now, we are in the Feast of Trumpets. We've just celebrated our New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Now we've been celebrating Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. 2 days ago, the whole nation was closed down. And of course, we Messianic Jewish believers here in the land, we don't need to fast for Yom Kippur. We know that the great sacrifice has been made, but we meet together, we intercede on behalf of the Jewish people, that their eyes would see that the one and once and for all sacrifice has been made. But it's still the Feast of Trumpets, and the trumpets reminds us that in the days of the Bible, the watchmen would stand on the walls and they would shout the shofar, the blast. It was a warning for the people to wake up. It was a warning for the people to stand their ground, and it was a call for the Lord to come and act on behalf of his people. And I've said this before, you know, a lot of people think that the world is falling apart, and that's one way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it, and that is everything is falling into place in
Absolutely.
the economy of God. So we got to keep our eyes fixed on His Word, fixed on the Lord, keep close to the Lord, and we need to pray for these leaders. We need to pray for the military, because the crazy thing is you've got a lot of Russian Christians in the military. You've got a lot of Ukrainian Christians in their military, and sadly, they're forced to fight against each other. And just one other thing, Brandon, we're seeing more and more in the last week, Russian Jewish people coming back home. When
Good.
this war started, we had Ukrainian Jews come back home, and now we are actually seeing more Russian Jews coming home. Again, biblical prophecy being fulfilled. God said, I will scatter you among the nations, and one day I will bring you back from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, even from the ends of the earth, places like New Zealand, where I come from.
Absolutely. So, in closing tonight, you're saying your military is now on high alert, concerned about conflict over your massive natural gas deposits. Is that right?
Absolutely. So keep your eyes correct and keep your eyes on what's happening between Israel and Lebanon. It could go either way. It could go towards a breakthrough in negotiations with Lebanon, or Hezbollah could step in and say, we are not agreeing that the Lebanese government makes negotiations with Israel. We're going to cause troubles. And of course, this is going to affect Iran as well. So may God give our leaders the wisdom to make the right decisions, because we've got our opposition leader, Benjamin Netanyahu. He is actually against our current prime minister making these negotiations with the Lebanese leaders. So you've got a whole lot of different angles of looking at that. We're on a countdown now to about 23 days before our elections. There's a lot at stake, a lot going on here. And so I know that's a lot jammed into that very brief update, but we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Thursday night update with Aaron. His website is lighttothenationsministry.com. Lighttothenationsministry.com. Contact him through that website. Bring your family, bring a group. He'll lead you through Israel and give you a great tour, as he is one of my friends right now. Lighttothenationsministry.com. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Brandon. Shalom and God bless you.
You too, my
Bye-bye.
friend.